everyone. Welcome to One More Prime, the Transformers Watch Along. I am Mike Schwartz, welcoming you back for season two. I'm joined by my kids, Emmett and Elsa.
Hello.
Hello.
Who I am also welcoming back for season two. That's right, I've renewed your co-hosting contracts for another year.
Yay!
We are watching Autobot Spike, episode one of season two. Kids, what is consciousness? What is humanity? What is it like to create life from nothing? What is it like to create life from a pile of old robot parts? What is it like to create life by transferring the mind of your mildly injured son into said robot parts? How did the Decepticons manage to survive falling into a pool of lava at the end of season one? That's not important! What is important is that the year is 1985, and the Transformers are very, very popular. Like the Marvel Comics miniseries, the cartoons seem prepared to wrap up the story at the end of season one in case ratings weren't great, but they were. And so cartoon production went into overdrive. Season two of Transformers is a lengthy 49 episodes, adding to season one's 16 episodes, qualifying the show for that sweet, sweet syndication status. Cha-ching! Season 2 introduces a ton of new characters, expands the scope of the show, and helps produce a popular gif or two, prime with that sick reverse slam dunk. Kids, we have our work cut out for us.
Yes, but we can't do it alone.
Listeners, please leave a rating and review on whatever pod service you use. It really helps new people find the show.
And tell a friend about us. Shoot them a text, a DM, or rant about us on your next Zoom meeting at work.
You have the power!
If you would like to watch along with us, all G1 Transformers episodes are available to stream on YouTube via the Hasbro Pulse channel. We'll be sure to provide time codes after each commercial break so we are all in perfect harmony. Written by Donald F. Glute and airing on September 23rd, 1985, this is Autobot Spike. Kids, here is the season two intro. Brand new intro.
We've been prophesizing about this the entire season one. Now let's just enjoy it.
It's got a sick
for
beat.
For 46 more
We're
episodes.
Already seeing new characters. The Omega Supreme blasting right
now. Who?
Astro Train.
Who?
Oh, these guys, Insecticons. Okay.
Okay.
Fighting on the grid. There they go, into a black hole.
And Dad thought Let Bone Crusher was...
Okay. Ooh, the narrator's back.
Ooh. Scrapper's Bone Crusher.
Oh. Wheeljack's judging Sparkplug's
in a weird
invention.
Stance.
Yeah. So Sparkplug got inspired, watched a few YouTube videos or something. Big guy. Oh, it'd be better if his name was Big Guy. Oh,
Frankenstein monster, not Frankenstein's monster. You got it wrong, Spike.
That's Frankenstein's monster.
I know, that's what I said.
Yeah. It's because Donald Glute wrote this. I think he made sure it was Frankenstein's monster. You've created life. Kind of looks like Ultra Magnus there. Who? I know. Okay,
who?
Fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like Skid's head, I think.
Ah. Whoa, Wheeljack sounds very weird.
He has the bolts.
Have they learned nothing from the Dinobots? Instant chaos!
He has the bolts on the side of his head.
Yeah, he does.
Their lesson on the Dinobots should have been... Don't try to create your own life because you will always fail.
Yeah.
That's for Primus to handle.
I'm moving the lever back and forth. It's not doing anything. Whoa, laser fingers? Trailbreakers.
Force field.
Whoa. Blast right through him. Ironhide's gonna... Well, no. Prowl's gonna take a shot.
Acid?
Ironhide is using his hairdryer. Whoa. Well, that was a great episode. Okay, Spike. Okay, Spike.
Perfect.
Don't just leave it alone.
Why did you make it anyway?
They're creating their own problems again. Now that's a decent idea, Wheeljack.
Transfer Spark to a Spark Spa.
Also, the idea of spare parts around is kind of weird. That'd be like us just having like a human leg sitting in the corner. Like,
yeah.
Especially if they're all unique. Except for the Seeker.
Right.
Except for the Seekers. Oh, here we go.
Roll call.
Roll call of season two.
Windcharger Braun. Not a lot of the new guys yet. I think they'll be showing up in a few episodes.
They're like halfway through.
Yeah. So what do you think of the look of Autobot Spike? Autobot X. It's interesting.
He looks like a Frankenstein.
Hey, they're back.
Monster.
Okay. Meanwhile, Megatron and the Decepticons show up.
Oh, military, are you actually doing something about this?
Whoa.
For a second there, it looked like he had a bit of an Elvis cut with, like, the cannon on his back. Looking at his head. Oh my gosh, Starscream.
He's speechless.
Starscream, surprise Pikachu.
Yeah, right.
No, he was talking like Optimus.
Optimus was off camera, but it looked like it.
I know.
Get out your hair. Yeah, Ironhide just runs at him with his arms up. Ooh.
They got shot in the back, but,
Oh, Braun again. Just, oh, kicks him right into a rocket.
TIE Fighter.
Yep. Optimus is with a stance up like he's at a firing range.
Hello, I am shooting.
Oh, no.
No. Oh,
the defense budget.
All the money.
Yeah. Whoa. Speed Racer. Like, so was this a good thing what happened, or? Oh.
Bad.
So are the Decepticons trying to take the rockets? Ooh. Like a diversion. Oh no! Oh,
Spike!
Spike!
They just rolled over on its side. Zoop!
If Bumblebee is wheelchair accessible, he's bound to be safe.
Oh no!
Oh no! The car tipped over.
Don't move him! Oh jeez!
Oh no, the spike, it's broken.
Yeah.
Spike is broken.
If he is to recover from a scab, then he needs medical attention.
I mean, we don't know exactly what happened, but it didn't look that serious.
Maybe the Autobots don't know how to judge human injuries.
Yeah.
It's like a plant. Oh no, a leaf fell off.
You stubbed your toe. We gotta take you to the ER. Oh. Where's his body? It's not. It looks just like a head.
He's just a worm.
They did separate his mind from his body. That's my head compartment, but flipped the other way.
Oh. Spike's hooked up to Cerebro.
Autobot Spike.
Mm-hmm. He just has a broken leg.
Maybe less.
Yeah.
It's not like he's like half dead, dude.
Oh. Transferred by the power of Star Wars effects. Oh. It's your dad, Spock plug. Oof. This is unsettling. Whoa!
It's that Yoda death sound.
Yeah. Well, what did you think was going to happen, commercial break? We are back from commercials. Time code 8 minutes and 7 seconds. Press play now.
It would be funny if they said, "What have they done to you?" And Optimus like, "Excuse me, what?"
Yeah, I had no part in this. Oh, these guys show up. Sideswipe and Sunstreaker. I will throw you. Oh.
Sorry, guys. Nothing personal. It's just personal.
Yeah. What? Well, okay.
That's why I used the bazooka.
Another weird gun handling by Optimus. I don't like his voice. It sounds like he's in
look
pain.
At him. He's just... His mouth,
but his mouth.
He's just...
Hello. Oh. Oh, I don't like... Ugh. It's hard to think. It's making him do bad things. This is disturbing.
When we watched this, like, going out of order, we were just,
It's a weird way to start the season.
Maybe.
Yes, just take a nap,
man. Oh, laser, close the roof! So, as I alluded, in the intro, they did no explaining... They did no explaining how the Decepticons got out of the lava. We saw Megatron at the end, but everyone else, the Constructicons aren't back yet.
They should have had this for the second episode, the first episode explaining how they got out.
Yeah.
They didn't do that back then.
Welcome back to season two, kids, and now body horror. Now, Starscream speaks up. Ugh, shove.
Oh, if this were animated Megatron.
We get it, Megatron. You didn't need to explain it to us. So, yeah, okay, so Bumblebee is taking forever to get repaired. And in that time, they've transferred a human mind into a robot.
In, like, 1 second.
Yeah. He's watching MTV. Nope. Oh, no, of course. He's watching Frankenstein.
Change the TV channel.
Yeah. You think he wouldn't want to watch this. Maybe this is Scooby-Doo? Oh, no. Now he... Now he thinks this is a bad idea to watch this
What if he
show?
Says, like, I finally know what it feels like to be Primus, but then that was cut.
Yeah.
Endless hallways.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm destroying this very well-drawn equipment. Oh, finally, Bumblebee. Whoa, rockets! Woo, Bumblebee's, I just got repaired.
Hey,
I'm not doing anything.
Oh,
reflectors.
It's the one speed clocking guy from Star Wars. Like.
Oh, the guy outside the temple.
Yeah.
Masase
Temple.
Wrong show.
It's just a radio. Oh, wait. Communication. Never mind.
Oh, it...
You're very loud. I can hear all three of you.
Yeah. He goes back to the rock.
I couldn't even write poetry like I used to.
Yeah, yeah.
I was turned into a robot today.
Today.
He's been out there for like a couple days. And if we... can't move my arms
I'm
any
a monster.
Further. I'm a monster cheese.
Did he say Spikenstein? No, he said Spikenstein's monster. Oh, what a dork.
I don't think he said that.
No, he did. Oh! Finger.
With my gigantic head.
You're trying to make me take my shots.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, Bumblebee's sure acting like a cliff jumper. Reflector is pretty happy with himself. Okay. Put yourself to good use, Spikenstein.
Yeah, man.
Man. She said, I'm digging this.
Yeah. He's really going back and forth between this being a good thing and a bad thing. And down he goes.
Back to the same shot.
Yep. Commercial break. We are back from commercials. Time code 14 minutes and 52 seconds. Press play now. So, oh, what is he doing? He's just groaning.
You're like my pal Shockwave.
Yeah. So is Megatron going to sweet talk him into joining his side?
Ooh.
Starscream's just like, what the?
Yeah.
Decepticons have good healthcare plans.
Dental.
Oh.
Yeah, we have dental for the very few that have teeth.
I mean, like the movie Decepticons.
He's got a good point. Yeah. Ugh.
This is very unsettling.
Yeah.
They all have like pupils, sort of.
Yeah, he's got a like the light reflecting the highlights on his eyes. Oh no!
Friends forever. Friends forever or something more?
A handshake is binding.
Now,
proud.
Back to the rockets.
But didn't they explode?
They got new ones. Boys,
in a day?
Some group gonna start flying in? Not again. Well, okay, these are going right to the Soviet Union, everybody. Woohoo!
Oh my gosh.
It's the 80s, baby!
Did you just insult humans?
Yeah.
They don't even transform, Prime. Fist bump.
Everyone's glittering anime eyes.
They love that shot. They're reversing it. They're putting it on new backgrounds.
Anything to be cheaper.
See? Oh. Yep. I mean, it is great.
Gun.
Does he have Megatron?
Yeah, he does.
Oh no. Frankenstein's monster's body.
Ugh. You said you hated it.
Yeah.
You teenager.
You already fired.
Oh, nipple cannon. Which Prime just deflected with his forearms.
Oh, yeah, we have met, so...
You know, even after Spike gets repaired, I'm not sure I would forgive him for this.
No.
He's literally shooting Megatron at them. After like an hour of being in a robot body.
He's shooting Megatron.
Yeah.
Give it context.
Okay.
And it changes.
I'll cover him in chocolate milk. Bam. Whoa. Sideswipe not getting much done besides getting thrown around. Optimus is playing American Gladiators.
Now we play Assault.
Ugh. I like how the reflection, the highlight moves, so it kind of gives him motion to like how he's talking. Yeah.
Wheeljack's like, okay.
So the tables have turned. A few episodes ago, Sparkplug was had Spike at gunpoint in the Ultimate Doom, right? Yeah.
So now they're equal.
Oh, jeez! He took a shot at his dad and... Uh-oh.
Dad!
He's very slowly falling off the cliff. Whoa.
I'd still be hurt by that.
Yeah.
Both mentally and... Like, just giant barrel.
Yeah.
It's not perspective. It's just giant. Oh.
Sideswipe got an uppercut.
Duh!
Let go of me!
Retreat!
Decepticons retreat for another dumb reason.
No, duh. No.
My giant metal son.
is that the sitcom title? My giant metal son?
Mr. Witwicky.
What? My professional medical opinion, I'll leave this to the giant transforming alien robots. It's just that easy.
But turns out it wasn't.
Oh. Will it work?
Oh, it didn't overload.
Spike just starts speaking French for some reason. Pourquoi? Je suis? High five.
No!
Is he setting up a plot for later in the season?
Part two.
Okay, so again, an interesting way to start season two. Basically featuring Spike, a human, who...
Which is nice.
Yeah.
It's very unsettling.
It's weird that you know, show meant to sell toys, they never made a Autobot Spike toy.
I think they did. Like, well, a non-transforming figure, maybe, like, later in the series.
But official one? Or, like, a...
Maybe?
Oh, we'll have to...
Maybe it's, like, one of those that you see at Target.
Okay.
Like, the non-transforming, kind of lanky ones.
Hey, listeners, let us know.
I'll look it up.
Okay. We'll look it up. The parts were really creepy when he's like, it's hard to think. Like, that stuff always kind of creeps me out. That kind of not control of your own body or your mind. But it all goes back to Sparkplug getting like a, hey, I have an idea.
Son, what have they done
to
you?
I know.
It's like, excuse me, they?
Instant regret, yeah. Right. But, and, you know, the Decepticons are doing their stealing stuff, rockets and energy and all that stuff. I don't know. What'd you think, Emmett?
I was going to say maybe 6.57 because it was really unsettling and a lot of
it wasn't logical,
but it was just really unsettling.
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's anything bad about it.
Unsettling, bit of logic errors. They had the Seekers colored well for the most part.
Yes, I don't think there was any
unlike some stuff in season two.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't see any animation errors or any continuity stuff. It was a pretty solid episode. Yeah. Elsa, what did you think?
Six.
Ooh.
It was unsettling pretty much most of the time. I think it would have been cool if the Decepticons took Spike back to their base.
Yeah.
And, like, he's a Decepticon now. We'll take him back to base and get a stamp.
Or even held his body hostage.
Right, yeah.
If you feel like breaking in, holding his body hostage. I mean, like, he could still be just watching Netflix and chilling. But, like, hey, thanks for patching me up with the future.
Yeah, watching horror movies that reminds him of the exact predicament he's in. Like, yeah, that'd be interesting.
Dang it, I hate it when this happens.
Yeah.
Well, what was the other time? Acne.
Also, another thing, because they technically switched minds, does that mean Spike's body had
right.
X's mind?
Yeah, it would have had, yeah.
Just starts behaving like Mega Man X.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
Well, apparently he was in a coma for the entire time, but yeah, that would have been another thing if
I think
he just got up and it's another idea. Then it would have made it even more disturbing if a human in the Bible it said he's 14, but it's season two, so maybe he's 15 now. So a 15-year-old boy like speaking like a mindless robot, running through a hospital. Maybe they wrote it and they're like, no, this is too weird. Yeah, right.
Hearing heart monitors and he's like crouched in the corner, like, so what are you in for? I just got a couple scabs and I've been transferred to this robot body. You? Scoots away.
Doctor, he's talking to the heart monitor. Oh, okay. All right. Well, there's our alternate stories.
Like, hey, you free tonight? Oh my gosh.
Okay, I think we need to close up
this
episode.
He's talking to the life support. He's flirting with it. So what's your rating?
I'll go 7. I'll go 7. Because it offered something that we didn't quite get in other episodes, and just a really creepy kind of, you know,
Frankenstein's
Cronenbergian
monster.
Body horror. It was kind of like The Fly, sort of, in a way, with Jeff Goldblum. All right, you kids haven't seen that, but...
All right.
Yeah. All right, everybody, thank you for listening to our ramblings at the end of this episode. It's a little rusty. We've taken a few weeks... Well, we've taken the holiday off, but now we're back, and we have a lot of episodes for season two to go through, and we hope you will join us on One More Prime.
Bye.
See you, everybody.